Trevor Johnson garnered 205 votes in Tuesday's voting in Colville, while current council member Arlen Judd got 112 votes. Three contenders vied for two positions on the Colville City Council. The top vote-getter was Kyler Skates with 282 votes, followed by Rodney Wild Robbins with 160. Eliminated was Bob McKeon with 123 votes. In Oatley, Wade Wolstenhume received 181 votes, edging out current Mayor Blake Frazier, who had 155 votes. Tuesday night, we asked Wolstenhume how he pulled out a victory over an incumbent. He said he and his supporters knocked on 90% of the doors in town.
Going out door to door and knocking on a lot of doors, I guess. I don't think the incumbent had been contested for, I don't know if he'd ever been contested in any of the terms of office. And, you know, I chose to run because he wasn't going to run, and then he filed after I did. And the people that were asking me to run, I felt like they deserved that I go out and make a good effort, and we made a good effort. And
we asked him what his plans are for the next few months.
You know what? I think the next couple of months will be a lot of investigative work, trying to, you know, figure out everything, get as much knowledge as I can gain going into it. And then when I don't have an agenda, so I guess my first item of business is probably going to be to get to know my council and put down some ground rules and administrative rules for which we'll run by and get started on the right track, and then take care of day-to-day business.
In the race for Oatley City Council, the lead vote-getter was Alton Frazier with 241 votes, but the race for the second council seat could still be too close to call. Kendall Tiny Wolstenhume received 184 votes, but Charles Gillette was close behind with 180 votes. The Oatley City Recorder said five provisional ballots are outstanding, but Gillette would have to win all of those, if they're counted, to eke out a victory. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.